Good morning. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. It's about a half a minute before 10. Time for Chris Andre with Air Cascadia. That's headlines, interviews, and commentary. And then at 10:15, we got Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, The Bike Show brings you the stories of three women who are creating community and inclusion in cycling. And we thank you once more, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not yet a member, you can become one when you go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. Chris is getting ready in the next room. We have one announcement to listen to, and then we'll go to Air Cascadia. Thanks for tuning into KBOO this morning.
Dear KBOO listeners, donate before our next membership drive starts and enter our sweepstakes. Grand prize is two benefactor passes to the 30th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival, June 30th to July 4th. This four-day pass guarantees early entry, seating close to the front of the main stage, shade, food and drink coupons, and much more. First prize is gift certificates to Brighton Bush offering overnight accommodations, hydrotherapy, hot springs, and more at the Brighton Bush Hot Springs in Detroit, Oregon. Second prize is a Portland Center Stage Flex Pass and dinner at Kale. To learn more about our sweepstakes, go to kboo.fm/2017 Spring Sweepstakes.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, March 3rd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your counter coup radio. That would be a note for September. There's no time like right now to take a long, hard look at what's coming. If Trump does shut the government down, as he threatens to do, he thinks a good shutdown, these are his words, a good shutdown is I don't know what he thinks it's going to do, but he somehow has the idea that he says this would be good for the country. May well be good for him in some financial way, especially if he has plenty of underground Trump bunkers beneath his assorted properties, in which he and his cronies can hide and wait out the chaos that is in store for the rest of the country. If there is a government shutdown in September, by that time the nation will have been under this regime as a result of a coup. It was not an election, it was an action, and then there was this was a coup. If you look at all of the elements that went into it, it was a coup. And that said, by September, if the government shuts down, and take a look at what that would mean for everyone, we might very well see, if you think an unpermitted riot It was bad for Portland. And imagine what would happen if the Trump administration declared martial law after whatever it is he has ready and in store for us, very likely greater surveillance and massively draconian crackdowns on protests and opposition. That said, we are in a position right now, if you've been following the efforts on the part of the Trump administration to sneak past the American public and at least a few legislators his so-called health care bill, which is very, very clear giveaway to the moneyed classes, and it would strip the rest of us. It would the results of his so-called health care plan. I am going to ask Dr. Margaret Flowers about, because Dr. Margaret Flowers would know, and as an activist, she also will know what to do about this. If there ever was a time to push single payer, it's definitely now, before Trump gets his meat hooks into Medicaid and Medicare. So, good morning, Dr. Flowers. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me, Chris.
Well, this seems like in this the current state of upheaval, and there are a few members of the Republican Party who have seen clearly what this is going to mean, and know that they're going to have to confront their constituents very soon, and there's going to be some tough questions. So as far as a single payer right now, what steps ought states to take fast before Trump is able to push this thing through? Is he ever even going to be able to muster enough support for it at this point?
Right. It's interesting, because what we're seeing is that as the Republicans are now faced with a situation where they can come through with the promise they've been making for years that they would repeal the Affordable Care Act, they're finding out that it's not very easy to do, because what they're trying to replace it with would result in, fewer people having access to care, tens of millions losing their insurance, the quality of insurance declining even further. And the public is pretty clearly saying that they're not going to tolerate this. So they're trying again for a third time and really struggling to get the support in the House to pass it. And then if they did pass it in the House, it's not, clear that it would be able to get through the Senate, because they would be, cutting the subsidies that people are getting for private insurance, cutting what private insurance would be required to cover, which means that, fewer people would get access to care, and then really going after funding for Medicaid and Medicare. So I think that it's a fragile situation. It's really important for people to tell their members of Congress that they don't support that. On the flip side, we're seeing this tremendous energy right now for national improved Medicare for all. And we have 109 members of the Congress in the House who have signed on as co-sponsors of John Conyers' bill, H.R. 676. The Expanded and Improved Medicare for All Act. That's half of the number of votes we need to pass that through the House. And then this Wednesday, May 10th, Senator Sanders is introducing his version of a Medicare for All legislation in the Senate. So we're seeing a lot of momentum right now. We're seeing support coming from, conservatives and people who are more progressive for improved Medicare for all. Businesses just launched a coalition, business leaders for transforming healthcare, that's in support of Medicare for all. So I think what we need to be doing is focusing at the national level right now to really push Congress, because we're seeing movement there.
And in the midst of all of the conversations that people are having across the country, it seems that people are beginning to realize there's so much talk about insurance and not as much talk about actual medical care. and access to medical care, which must leave the average person, a Trump supporter perhaps, wondering just what they should be asking their insurer, if they have one still, and out of all of the confusion, how, if you were speaking to a Trump supporter who's been groomed by Cambridge Analytics to think in a particular direction, what is the best way of presenting single payer right now?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not sure that the Trump supporters are a monolithic group. I think that healthcare actually played a big role in getting Trump elected, because if you look at the fact that the premium rises in premiums were announced just right before the election, and we had people who were seeing as much as 60% increases in their premiums as well as increases in their copays and deductibles, and you had Hillary Clinton basically saying, well, we're going to fix the ACA, and nobody really likes the ACA, and Trump was saying, we're going to give you universal health care. So I think that, you know, health care was a big factor, and actually President Trump was a supporter of single payer throughout most of his life, and some of his close advisors are publicly in support of single payer. So I think, you know, the main thing is to say, hey, I think what we're hearing out in the general populace right now is a couple things. One is people who had Medicaid expanded to them really liked the fact that they had Medicaid, and we're seeing that in the South and in rural areas. Where people are getting access to care when they weren't before. Medicaid is a public program. It's not the best. It's not a great one, but it is public. So at least we can say, look, these public programs do work. And then on the flip side, people are facing private insurance where they have to pay these high premiums and then still have a lot of out-of-pocket costs. And people are saying, well, you know, if we look around the world, why is it that the United States is the only country that doesn't guarantee that everybody has access to actual health care? And so I think that people are starting to really question that now, and that's why we're seeing more and more support, as well as businesses are just really fed up with having to play such a huge role in health insurance and taking up so much of their time and resources and taking that away from being able to operate their business. So we're really seeing this tremendous shift right now.
So why doesn't Trump do this? Why doesn't he announce that they're going to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and everybody will go, hurrah! And they can say, and we're going to get rid of the his thing, whatever he calls it, the American Health Care Act. And the other half of the population goes, hurrah! So you can have it both ways. And he says, and guess what? We're going to have this expanded Medicare. Everybody will get coverage, if you want to call it that. They'll have medical care, but we don't need coverage anymore. What about why I'm baffled as to why he doesn't just do that? And he likes winning and so forth. He could, you know, clean up, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, there have been articles from conservatives, you know, saying that they think that President Trump could be the one to, you know, do this 180 degree and just push for a national improved Medicare for all. Medicare is something that people across the political spectrum have, you know, support. It needs to be improved significantly, but that's what a national improved Medicare for all system would do. It would make it better for the seniors, but it would make it better for everybody. So I think that's what we have to keep pushing on. And we have a campaign, Health Over Profit for Everyone. It's healthoverprofit.org. We have people signing up to volunteer as citizen lobbyists who are building relationships with their member of Congress's health staffer, educating them, because we find a lot of these staffers don't really understand what Medicare for All is about, why it's of a benefit, how to talk about it. And so we can help, you know, provide that information. We're doing organizing actions and educational calls. So if people are interested in this, I encourage them to check out healthoverprofit.org.
Yeah, and there are so many other ways to talk about this. It just seems to me, though, that Donald Trump, not a man who's much given to complex thoughts, might really be the guy to introduce the single payer. I mean, if he could tell his Trump's, you know, the ardent true believers, that he was indeed fulfilling his campaign promise and getting rid of the, Obamacare that they're so rabid about. And he could also tell others that we're going to have single payer. It's such a great idea. And now, in the midst of the chaos and so many of his Republican rank and file deserting, now might be the time.
Yeah, it's a very simple solution. And he says healthcare is too complicated. This would make it a lot simpler. And we know that President Trump follows the waves. And so when we had a campaign for almost 6 years to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and he jumped onto that, it had become very politically toxic. You know, politicians were having to run away from supporting the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He jumped on that, got out there saying we're gonna get out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which he did shortly after he was inaugurated. And so if we change this political culture, which is already happening, we just need to keep building on it so that national improved Medicare for all is what the majority of people want.
Thank you so much.
I really
appreciate it. Thanks so much, Margaret. It's so great to talk to you, and it does indeed clear the air. Thank you again. My guest has been Dr. Margaret Flowers, Tammy Dean, engineer of the show today. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. And just a really very quick note of passing the American Anti-Missile